five word poems from some time back. And the five words, you had to make a poem of them. The five words were fight, isobar, somewhere, fizzle, and donkey. Now, you see what I was up against.
Yeah.
So the poem is untitled, understandably. Somewhere over the rainbow, Ryanair are experiencing unusual problems. Cabin pressure is several isobars too high, says the captain. Would the couple with the knives fighting in the aisle please sit down? The aircraft gauges begin to fizzle and flicker. Put that fire out, someone. And who brought that donkey onto the plane? Is it Michael? Michael O'Leary. Yes, Captain, my Captain. Don't worry, it's just another one of my advertising gimmicks. You know the sort of thing. Ryanair will do things Aer Lingus won't. All creatures are welcome here. Giddy up there, Neddy. Giddy up.
Thank you, Joe. Next up, great to have him down here. He basically does what I do in Limerick. Fantastic man. Dominic Taylor.
This is a short little point. This is the third manifestation of it. So it's about, you all know Frank McCourt. He died there recently. And I think I just wrote a little poem for him. And it's called Talking, in memory of Frank McCourt. And a short little epigraph. Words are all we have. In Limerick, it relieved the boredom. Nothing is important unless you make it important, you said. Trundling past way upon way, confronting the shadows, finding yourself again among words, and now the shift to silence as the lights of this old town slip towards the new light of dawn. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dominic. And next up, Paul O'Malley.
I do two very short poems, which are based in Listowel. First one's called Listowel. And for those of you who don't know, Listowel's a place where they have a festival and they have workshops there, so people go to workshops. I saw her going to the workshop, a plastic shopping bag weighed down with writing tools in the newspaper shop. I saw her top up a crunchy, golden honeycombed center, a Mars bar, a hazelnut, and when I was sure she was finished, ready, a Turkish delight, a Milky Way, a Toblerone. So I followed her. The second one, really quickly, is about a woman called Esther Pearl. And those of you who know Esther Pearl know that she writes about the problems that people have when they have really good relationships without any sex. It's called Dear Esther. You have saved my marriage. You have directed me into the drama, spoken with eyes that flashed a searchlight behind the curtain, protecting my domesticity. Spoken with skin drawn taut to the task, dislodging my passion from the ledge on which it sat, gathering dust. Spoken with the playful seduction of a French girl calling me out. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Next up, for the first time in a while too, all the way down from Limerick, Sheila O'Donnell.
Okay, and this is about my love poem to W.B. Yeats. I wrote it in Coon's Park, at home of Lady Gregory St. Mary's.
Yeah.
Paradise at Coon's Park, home of Lady Gregory. Filled with richness of majestic growth, paradise here where you lived and loved. Mesmerized I roamed on turf where you once trod. Inscriptions carved on bark of trunk, where copper leaves shroud your shrine. The ghosts of scholars rest upon your throne. The seed you sowed reawakens my inner thought, and bridge the gap that haunts the craving mind. Your strong presence plants through tints of distant sun. Swirling shivers wavers along my spine. Although you're far way beyond my reach,
really?
Your legacy lasts through my soul, and I am sure the hinges of my heart. Thank
Another Katie in the house, probably related, I imagine. Evan and Katie.
Good evening. Very sharp, very sharp enough. It's about a past relationship. It's called Shadow. You were just a shadow. I thought I saw a shadow. But how could there be a shadow when there was no sunlight? There were no kisses goodbye. There were fragrance lingering in the air. There were no nervous bursts of laughter. There was matter. Nothing mattered. You were just a shadow. The clouds blocked and saved you from the truth. The winds toughed your lives so no one could find you. Water poured over you, and when it was gone, you were gone. Light was your enemy, light was your friend, light was your death. Light could have been your savior had you lingered. You were just a shadow, embedded in my every word, look, emotion, thought. Words twisted in untruth. Look, you should have looked away. Emotion, gutted to my core. Thought, made me realize that I am me, and you are you. I have my own shadow. I never needed you.
Hey, there's poetry in the family somewhere. Next up, also a delight to have in Cork. She is the editor for the Revival magazine. Fantastic poet. And has been a guest here, Kerry Murray.
Hi, I'd like to read a poem called Isis on Edward Street. It was written for my partner, Liam, who died 4 years ago. Once the moon was an amulet on a chain of stars, and your fingers the clasp around my heart, but they are prising apart now, strand by delicate strand, since Sirius has died in your eyes, blue light without firmament on Edward Street, higher up lips of sage, memories scoured by time and rain, hunkered at the base of a Rosetta Stone beside the barracks walls. Yet May has come once again, and the year has turned twice. The eye of Horus is squinting sunlight through the leaves of a horse chestnut, and a resurgent spark has restored something to me after my long stay in the house of the dead on the other side of the Nile where you still dwell. And my body is railing against the imposition of wood and soil as the roots of trees do against concrete and tar. Still there are nights if I could only shred the sheets of my bed, infuse them with tears of onion, auger with unguents of rosemary, bind you limb by limb, fuse tissue, tissue and tendon to remember you, to remember you, take your heart from the canopy jar on the shelf and coax it back to trouble. But all these things are beyond my powers, Osiris, my love, I must go now to walk alone, the soles of my sandals leaving silver imprints. of crescent moons from the Rosetta Stone to the chestnut tree.